There's a prohibition to shave off the hair, to shave off the hair with a tar. A nazir is not like kosher with his hair on his head with a razor. And the mitzvah, and the regular person is not allowed to go cut off the pas rosh. But what about a regular person if he wants to remove the hair in his armpit, or wants to remove the hair of the hair of the beis ha'erva, who wants to remove, let's say he has a lot of hair growing on his legs, and he wants to cut off this hair. One second over here, I have to go decline this telephone call. The Torah learning. Let's say a person wants to remove this hair. Is there a prohibition? He's behaving like a woman. Women, it's their derech to remove their bodily hair. They go to. You ever see all these advertisements? Lasers. They have all these type of things they do to remove hair. So let's say an adam wants to go. What is halacha? So Amar Rav. Mekel Amar Rav. Mekel adam kol guva b'tar. A person is allowed to remove hair with the tar. Meisrei. And there's no prohibition over here. There's no prohibition over here of behaving like an isha. It's also a person takes off the hair of the Beis HaShech, Beis HaShech, what's the like? Malkus for behaving like an Isha. Of lo yilbash gever simlas Isha.
Oh, you're learning that sugya? Oh.
Okay, so the Gemara says not a kasha.
Which daf again? Nunches? I'm sorry.
The daf Nunches in the Beis.
I'm sorry.
Nunches, the Gemara says not a stira. The answer is ha betah ha b'misparayi. So the answer is, and it says let's see how Rashi Tosfos learns.
How many lines from the top of the
mouth? It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lines for the no. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines from the bottom. Six
Thank
lines.
You.
We have a steer. We have one price that says that a person is allowed to cut. One price says that a person is allowed to be makele to shave his body.
The hairs of the armpits.
Right, or it says in general.
Yeah.
They didn't do a study, by the way, which is very complicated. But let's see what it says over here in Tysus. Tysus, I'm going to make them. May Sarah's like it. We show them. Lo Yilbash Gever Sim Kidim Yisamuch. Lo Yikasha. Ha Bitar Bir Surayim. The Rav Nam.
If it's a tar, then that's a feminine thing. If it's Parayim, then it's not a woman
right,
thing.
Right, correct. So therefore...
Let me ask you something. With a tar, it doesn't grow back again?
It does grow back again. Of course it grows back.
But that's more of a feminine thing to
yes,
do with a...
for a person to shave his legs.
Women don't shave with they do with a razor.
I don't know what they do. I really don't know what
they
do.
No, but that's
do.
What they do.
I have no idea what they do.
I've been told.
You've been told?
Yeah.
No one told this to me.
Listen, I'm a West Sider, so whatever, I hear these things.
You're this being recorded over here. I wouldn't say that publicly. Listen, it's not as big as being a Litvak.
No, it's common knowledge.
It's not as big as being a Litvak. Being Litvak is much worse.
There's a steer that one place it says Dafka Tarba, not Mitzrayim.
So that's what you have. One place it says that a person L'chatchila is permitted to go and cut the hair on his body. He's allowed
with
to.
With a scissor.
Oh no, it doesn't say that. It says Bitar. It's not what it says. It says the Gnocham. Go back to the Gemara. Amarav. Go all the two dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you see the two dots?
Amarav.
Make a loss because Bitar. It says a tar. It's mutter. It's mutter. Frech the Gemara Meitzer Hamaver Beis Hashem. So the Gemara says Chabitar. The only time it is forbidden is with a tar.
Yeah.
Chabimisparayim. It's mutter.
Yeah.
So when it says, when Rav said in the beginning, Amaram make other mitzvah b'tar, it's mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because he didn't do it with a tar. He did it with misparayim.
Yeah, why does it say b'tar?
Oh, frek the Gemara v'Rav Nam b'tar komar. Your kind of the Gemara is b'feirish. So the Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. Ke'ein tar. When it says in the memra that you're allowed to be mekel bitar, it's not to be taken literally. Mm. It means ke'ein tar.
Well, scissor does the same.
Scissor action.
It
close.
Accomplishes the same.
Well, a shaver, exactly. No. A shaver doesn't do just as good as a razor. People shave all the time.
But the fact that they didn't have that. We're talking about scissor. What kind of scissor? They had a primitive scissor.
You're right. You're saying
good. How much could it cut? I mean,
close enough. I don't know the technique, but close enough. But close enough. So therefore, when it says tar, it means ke'ein tar.
Okay.
So what's the Gemara's maskon? The Gemara's maskon is that a male, there's a prohibition of a man to cut off the hair on his body with a razor. Why? It's a violation of lo yilbash geder simlas ishos.
And if there's eight basra, he gets malchus.
It's an abzrayu of lo yilbash geder simlas isha. Like, you know who
Rav
said
Spitzma,
this?
By the way, spoke about this, sure.
Yeah?
Throughout the weeks, he's talking about
Ahavdil Elif Alfi Avdolis Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said it.
Don't be a girly man.
Don't be a girl. That's one of his famous people. He's a bunch of wimps. He told his people there in California, you're all a bunch of wimps. You're girly men. That's a racist state. That's a. You know what it is. That's a statement today. They would mamish.
So the Torah says he's referring to a scissor that's allowed.
Tar means ke'ein tar.
Is that how we possibly do possibly like that? Do we possibly?
We do possibly. Over here in Shulchan Aruch, it's on the side of the mark. Exactly.
Is he allowed to take a shaver and remove the hair?
A man is allowed to. Yes. Me'ikar adik. A man is not allowed to go shave his body with a razor, but a man is allowed to shave his body with an electric shaver.
You can do it with his armpits in the pocket.
Yes,
wow.
With an electric shaver, but not with a razor. A woman can do with a razor, and a man can do with a shaver. And when the bride is kain tach, second gemara, fine, new gemara. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hamavir Hashem Buran Daf Nunches Noyach built a teva, Nunches Amud Beis. It says in the Oitzer Polois there were two. What? What?
He built a table for the animals 2x2.
What do you mean 2x2? What do you mean 2? Could you maybe go put the microphone near your mouth so I can hear what you're saying? It's very noisy.
2x2, I said. 2x2.
What do you mean 2x2?
He brought two, a pair of animals.
All right. It says in the Oitzer Piloois, it says there that there were two Noyachs in that generation. There was a Noyach Isht Tzadik, and there was another guy by the name of Noach, and he also built a table.
That, yeah.
And Vayishor Ach Noyach.
That Noyach died.
There were two Noyachs. Is it a Pella?
They were brothers.
And they both built tavis. One built a mamisha, a cruise ship, mamisha, Gadzazach. And the other one, and then there was Noach who built what Hashem told him to build, a very bare bones ship.
And you know what he writes there also? After the Mabul, where did Noach go? He went to Italy, the Shem Shashalos HaKabbalah. After the Mabul, he went to Italy.
Rome. He went to Rome, the Vatican.
I thought Elio was only created after Gabriel.
See that? He knows everything, this guy. Yeah, I don't know. But there were two Noyachs. There were two Noyachs. Noach Omer Aleph and Noach Omer Beis.
Come here for a second.
Okay? So you know, see this, he believes it because he saw it with his own eyes in the Oitzer Peloiz.
Can you bring the baby from the youngest
no.
right now?
By Yeshua Ach
Noach. I
want to
see very much what you said about the Peis.
Peis to have a life to himself and the Tzitzis have a life to himself. When you inject something with Kedusha, you give it a chiyus.
When you have a chance over Shalom, you could bring it.
Can you imagine the Peis they started moving by themselves and the Tzitzis?
Me.
Dvarim Nifloim Ad Mo'id.
Me.
Weiter. Also the garutel. A garutel also had a chiyus to itself. The shayla, the garutel of the Kohanim, no, you ever said the Chabad, the Rebbe, his garutel goes all the way down to the floor command. You were right, correct? You wrap it around, and then the end of the garutel, you let it hang all the way down, come out to the floor. So there's a whole shayla he brings down, the Oitzer Peloiz, is that the Kohanim, they wore the avnate, that's how they wore the avnate. It went all the way down to the floor.
Doesn't it say the garter was very long?
32 amas, but they wrapped it around.
And then after it was hanging from both sides.
Oh, so that's what he says. That's not the way they showed the picture books. In the picture books, they show that it was tucked in very nice.
The plus, but that's incorrect.
No, not incorrect. A different sheet is because the elu the elu. Okay, maybe when you're during the Chabad, you go
in
the Mishma. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right around the time of Noach?
What?
Was Chabad around at the time of Noach?
I think so.
32 hummus?
What, it had to be.
64 feet.
That's right, you wrap it around, you go around and around and around.
And that's a lot of what you've seen. That's what the Torah, that's
so
what
I said. I think Chazal is more Menachos.
Yeah.
Menachos. Weit, fine. Yeah, next. Amra b'chibar, Abba Amra b'yochanan, Hamavir, Beis HaShechi, Beis HaEvo, Loike. Now we quote the Brice that says you get Malchus. If you go and you cut off, you remove the hair in the armpit of the Beis HaErva. Yeah, Mesre. Havara Seir, Eina Medivay Seifrim. Frech the Gemara, it's not a Bereis, it's not a Gemalkos. How can you say Gemalkos when it says in the Bereis, so you're also only Medivay Seifrim?
But there's such a
price
like that?
Yeah. I'm Rabbi Chiba Rabba. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I like it. Frech the Mesre, Havara Seir, Eina
Medivay Seifrim.
Yeah. Havara Seir, Eina Medivay Seifrim. Medivay Seifrim. My like it, Nami Dukam. I'm Medivay Bonon. When it says Malkos, it doesn't mean midrais, it means midrabana.
Where do we see other rabbanim get
malchus? Mardus. Malchus mardus.
But that's not the same amount. That's not 39.
You're right. Whatever they decide. It can be even more.
No, malchus mardus I think is less, no?
It depends what is necessary. Some people can take a good beating. You give it to them.
Isn't that amazing that it says if someone makes...
Look at Rashi.
Well,
they stop.
Isn't that amazing? Because of
the busha. That's right. Look at the Rashi. The Achle Malchus mardus. The Amri, the Rash, the Shrash, and the Durban. Okay. Right. Now, we come to the most important thing of that. We want everyone to turn the page. Rabbi Sai, everyone wake up. Wake up. Oiru Yishenim Mishinaschem. Turn the page. Igidi Amri, some say, Amri Bechim Rabbam Rabbi Yochanan. Igidi Amri Bechim Rabbam Yochanan. Amri Bechim Rabbam Yochanan. Amri Bechim Rabbam Yochanan. Amri Bechim Rabbam Yochanan. Now, this price is from Paket. This price is Beferish. There is Malchus. We want to welcome Mr. Aaron Rapport to the Beis Medrash. He was not here with us yesterday. You're frozen. Shlomi, you're frozen. You're frozen. Your mamash, you froze. Oh, now you're back.
Mamash, I said you can learn Lezecha Nishmas of Yimairi, Mordech Eliyob, and Rab Shraga
Feifel.
Just the outside. May is Neshamah and Aliyah Zechus Yogin Aleinu. You certainly give him a lot of nachas.
What's your father's name?
Elicht.
Rav Mordechai Eliyahu.
Elinitra, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu.
Ben Arav Shraga Feitel.
Feitel. Feitel.
Nee.
That's why Shlomi is so.
The
love
of the start.
Feitel.
Well, that wasn't the name, that was...
Iga Diyamu. I'm sorry, we're on that. Nuntes. The Oy Zroya Netuya. Nuntes. The Daf of the Zroya Netuya. Nuntes. Right, Omar Amchia. This is the last time this bittle, Rabbi Isai. This is the last chance. Last chance. Once you get to 60, there's no bittle anymore. Echa B'shishim. Chaparayim. Omar, I'm going to go to the Gemara.
It's a machlokes.
It's being maver the say of the beis hashachi. Is it an isur derais and the rabbanon?
And providing that it's with a razor. Tie.
Correct. Ki who do you make yaitan tan? You are maver beis hashachi beis ever ha razor. Even mishum lo yilbash gever some lusisha. Fact the gemara tanakama high lo yilbash gever my dorish bay. If you hold it, a person removes the hair in his armpit. It's not an Isra D'Araisa, so what then do we need the Pasuk for? What then is the Pasuk I'm going to teach you? The Pasuk says a man should not wear the garment of a woman.
Other things.
What other things?
Okay, so the
Gemara is going to explain. It cannot mean that Pasha Pshat, a man may not wear a woman's garment. You know why it doesn't mean that? Because the Pasuk is a very important halacha. I'll give you an example. On Purim, it says, B'Ferish in the Ramah, that a man is allowed to get dressed up like a woman, or a woman, a man, same as Purim, but only one garment. You can't wear more than one garment. Only one garment. One garment. You can't go get a whole costume. Just one garment. Now let me ask you a simple question. Are you allowed to eat treif? Are you allowed to go to McDonald's and buy takeout food at McDonald's? Are you allowed to? No. What do you say with Shul Zevlobel? Are you allowed to eat treif? It's a simple question. It's not a trick question.
Once in a while, yeah. No.
It's not a trick question.
It's good enough.
It's awesome. So, you know what? I'll tell you what. Mishum Simchas Purim, just a little bit, just a drumstick,
No, I heard a whole brush get him. Why?
Why?
because his purpose is.
So what?
So what? So
I don't want. I don't want to eat treif. I don't want to. I don't want Tim Devalet.
You know what they call that when someone goes between women? A chamarizel. That's how they call it.
I will call him an octopus.
He's doing it because Simchas. I'm Simchas Purim.
What do you mean? So Simchas Purim, a little treif, a little chul shab. Just turn on the light. You know, just
so what's the reason?
Little Simcha freilich on Purim. Eat a little chazer.
So what's the reason?
What's the answer? Because the pasuk says it says ki to'evahi. The Torah says a man should not wear a woman's garment. There's nothing really wrong with it. The pasuk concludes because it's an abomination. So memel, the word to'ev is coming to qualify the prohibition of wearing a woman's garment. There's nothing really wrong with it. But if you wear it so that you can disguise yourself as a woman and hang out with women in order to satisfy your taivas, who is that? It's you? That's what is that? That's disgusting.
Me?
What can I tell you?
It's disgusting.
I don't like this whole thing. That's a boy? Got it with a girl?
Me?
Oh, so there's a man and woman. So what's the problem? Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, I don't have.
So here, he doesn't want to be amongst women.
Now I say, listen, I don't know Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know Colonel Sanders. I don't know Colonel
Sanders. So you remember saying what?
So the answer, because the pasuk says it's a very important halacha to appreciate. If you only came to learn this, it was kedai. Is the when it comes to the prohibition of lo yilbash gever simla sisha. The pasuk includes because it's an abomination. Look what it says in the pasuk on the side of your Gemara, in all the new modern print Gemaras, and Daf Nun Tes. It says, "Toras Rasholim lo yechli gever alisha, lo yilbash gever simlas isha." Look how it concludes. The pasuk includes ki seavas. You have an old art scroll. That's why we don't have it. Ki seavas kol oisei eila. So why did the Torah have to say that? The Torah should just say Pashat. Lo yilbash gever alisha, lo yilbash gever sim alisha, period. V'zehu, what's this?
Why is it time of the Krah? Darish time of the Krah, not
The Krah itself is being Darish the time of the Krah. When Chazal can be Darish time of the Krah, but the Pasuk itself is giving you a qualification.
Abomination is disgusting.
Yes, that's what abomination is. It's a higher level. So Mamela, we learned from this Pasuk the qualification that the probe, there's nothing inherently wrong with a man wearing a woman's garment. But if the purpose of wearing the garment is in order to disguise yourself as a woman,
and ultimately he wants to do an avera.
Oh, that's the prohibition. Memela, if you only wear one garment and you're doing it l'shem simcha, there's no toeva. And in fact, the Gemara is going to say momentarily, even getting fully dressed in the garments of a woman is not a toeva. You want to stay home in your house and get dressed in the woman's garments. So big deal. That's not a toeva. It's not a toeva. It's mutter. So when the pasuk then says lo yilbash gever sim lasisha, it's not cannot be coming to teach you stam. Don't wear a woman's garment, because since the pasuk qualifies the lo yilbash with ki soyavas Hashem kolo isa'ela, the pasuk in essence tells you don't do things which enable you to be like a woman. To basically disguise yourself as a woman and hang out with them. Memela, cutting off your body here, like unfortunately in this generation, it doesn't take much to go and see what's going on in this world over here.
Why is he taking off removing hair that nobody sees? How is it in violation? First of all, that's not a so.
It's a toeva. Because let's see the
Gemara. It's not a piece of garment.
No, so that's exactly the point.
And it's not disguising.
Because when the pasuk says do not wear women's clothing, it cannot be the push-up shot. It can't be the push-up shot of don't wear women's clothing. Because the pasuk says it has to be a toeva. So just putting on a woman's garment is not a toeva. But if you're going to put on a woman's garment in order to hang out with women, or once we know the yesoid, if you do something that goes over the boundary of being a kadosh, a holy person, and you're doing things which now are disgusting because this makes you into a woman, so to speak, that is a violation of lo yilbash.
Well, according to my mom, that says there's a violation when a Torah of shaving off hair. How is he going to go amongst women? You see, he's a man. He's only shaving.
Okay, so let's see what it says inside the page of the Gemara. Let's see, okay? I told you the gist of the Gemara. So the Gemara is the cash now. In fact, the Gemara... It says first, lo yechli gever.
On a woman, there's a violation on a woman to drive. Anish,
my tamalema, inch lo yilbash ish, simlas isha. If it's telling that a man, should not wear simlas isha, the isha. You must win the whole pasuk. I'm only quoting the pasuk. But the pasuk says both. The pasuk says a man should not be like a woman, not dressed like a woman should not dress like a man, both ways. Yeah. So what is the im is coming with im shlo yilbash ish simlas isha, the isha simlas isha. It can't be. It can be that it's telling you don't put on a woman's garment. Why not?
And a woman shouldn't put on man.
Why? Harei kvar nemar toy evahi. It is an abomination. That's not an abomination. The ain kan toeva. A man alone at home wearing a woman's garment, because the guy's obviously a sicko, but it's you can't go tell me that he's in violation. You can't go tell him that he's in violation of this loisase. I can't hear. Say it again. There's a lot of noise here. It's hard to hear.
Maybe he has no other clothes. Wearing his wife's coat.
Okay, he has nothing else what to wear. Very good. Okay.
Oh, so they talk about
it. Oh, he has nothing else what to wear. Right. He has nothing else what to wear.
They talk about it. That's for some sense.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Because that's not a toeva. If you hold that, it's a blanket iser. Pun intended, it's a blanket iser. Then, just like, are you allowed to eat chazer? Only a drumstick, and it's l'shem simcha, it's Purim. Ridiculous! If it's aser, it's aser. So a man is all alone with his wife, he's in a weird way, he's freezing cold. I'm sorry, buddy, if, unless it's b'kuach nefesh, you can't do it. You can't do it. The Gemara says he can do it. You know why? Because this is not called the Toeva. The pasuk qualifies the prohibition as, oh, once we have a Gilui Das, that the whole Aveira is Mishum Toeva. The pasuk just gave an example, and we are permitted to extrapolate, and don't behave like a woman in matters that Chazal have defined fit into the category of an abomination. Fine. It's not a toeva. The Gemara says a man all alone at home is not toeva. When the Torah says a man should not wear a woman's garment, that's not enough to be in violation. He has to wear a woman's garment, and he goes and he sits down in the Ezras Noshim in Shul. Then he was mamish over on Isur de Oyraisabul Yilbash Gever has to make an announcement. Could the person on the other side of the Mechitza who's over on the Isur de Oyraisa of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlasisha Ki Soyavas Hashem Kolo Isaila, please leave? That's the violation. The violation is to wear the clothing and to enter into their location. As Rosh did the Gemara. I'm not making this up. V'yeisha ben anashim. V'isha simlas isha. Likewise, an isha simlas isha v'seisha ben anashim. I always tell you, my good friend, his sister, he's a Rashiva, this guy's a Rashiva now. His sister got dressed up like a man. He showed me, I saw the pictures, I saw he's there. In the Purim Masiba in Chaim Berlin, when I was in high school, he has a twin sister. And she got dressed up like a yeshiva bacher. And she came to the Chaim Berlin high school Purim Masiba. And she stood there on the side by the wall. And then all of a sudden a boy goes over to her. Come, let's dance. Purim, not having any clue that she's a girl with a hat and dressed up like a boy, and he pulls her into the circle.
And he looked identical?
This guy, yeah, he looked identical to us.
But it really was a girl?
It was a sister. His sister, she got dressed up. Show me the pictures. He got dressed up like a bachar, like in high school. It must have been 11th or 12th grade. She got dressed up like a boy with a suit and a hat. The whole works.
Is this allowed?
No, it's not allowed. Of course, not allowed. Crazy. You should go in.
So what happened?
And she was just came there, and someone took pictures to go show. Look, she snuck in, and a boy who was a little shicker went over to her, and he grabbed her. Come, let's dance. She freaked out. This was not part of the plan. She freaked out, and she ran for her life.
Wow. Okay, Lee.
Shlem, you look very disturbed. I can't hear you.
I said I dressed as a woman once. I told you.
You did? I know you told me. It's very distasteful. I'm sorry to tell you. It's very distasteful. Whenever I see that, I'm poor.
I like distasteful.
It's very distasteful. I don't understand what Hanadar is that doing this. So therefore, that's the answer. Okay? So therefore, we're noshim. Now we're not finished the brayse yet. Let's go find the brayse before we get back to the answer the question. We have to answer the question: what we need the pasuk for? What then do we need the pasuk for? So Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Amir nine shall taste the isha bechleis zayin a different halacha. How do you know that a woman is not allowed to be a soldier in the army? She's not allowed to taste the isha bechleis zayin lemulchama. The Gemara doesn't just say don't wear weapons, don't go out lemulchama. Appel de Gazak.
Women never went out.
Why? The IDF today, inclusion. They spend the whole day about this. They go, the women, they fight, the whole ganze meisel with the women. Minayin shal teitz isha b'chlei zayin l'mulchama. A klei zayin, a weapon, is a simlas ish. A simlas gever. You know that? A weapon, the First Amendment. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment? The right to bear arms. This is a dinah nazocha. Nishan in the cave. This is a klei zayin. A klei zayin is lo yilbash. Get isha simlas isha. It's a klei zayin. Tama loymar lo ye klei gever al isha. Lo yilbash gever simlas isha. What does that mean? Oh, this is what we're coming to now. What is mean? And according to what it says, that's what it says. A woman should not get dressed like a man. What does mean? And a woman should not get dressed. Shlo yisake nish b'tikune isha. Ah. To remove the Seyar Beis HaShachi. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us over here. He's coming to tell us over here.
That's not where Rashi explains.
Where Rashi says. Yisakir ki Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Shosakir is looking at the Yisho. Yechol means eye makeup. V'sho yifarches. B'big day tzivoynim shalisha. Yifarches. What does yifarches mean? I don't know what it means. The big day tzvam shalisha should not go wear, should not go yifarches. What does that mean? Should not dress up. What I say? What does I say? Bimine big day tzvoinim. Bimine big day tzvoinim. I think what it means over here is a man should not wear colored clothing. If you wear pink, dressing up even in male clothing, here's the chiddush: to wear regular male clothing. What only you know these are only for men, but they color it pink. Pink is a woman's color, so your the chiddush is what the pasuk is coming to teach you is that a man should not conduct himself in the fashion of a woman, even though he's still wearing clothing that is miyuchud for a man. That's what he's saying over here. Men wear pants, women wear a skirt. That's it. There's no such thing otherwise. So if a man would wear a skirt, that's already over the top. Not only is that also, it's even us for a man to wear pants in a color that in society is miyuchad for an isha. Now what do we take out of this? What's the bottom line? So what's the bottom line of this world? What was our original question? Our original question was what? Our original question
so that's
was
the, terrace, the one that says removing hair is no problem with the rice. So with that posse comes to tell us dressing.
Wait, I forgot the whole flow of the Gemara. The Gemara started by asking a question. The Tanya, we had another brayse. The Tanya either, right? And then we said my darish bay. The Gemara asked a question. The Tanya kama chaylo yilbash gevim my darish bay. What are the Tanya kama darshan for? Tanakar dam regards on my. Oh, right. That's the answer. That's the answer. The Maskana is it says in the pasuk a man is not allowed to remove the seyar beis hashechi and the seyar of the erva. They're going? Where are they all going, these guys?
Me.
Where are they going? All the food. They're going for the food. It's only 9 o'clock, though. It's too early for the food. It goes to 9:20. Lo yilbash gever simlas, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. So what do we learn? We have a machloikis. We start over the machloikis. Is a man permitted to remove the seyar of the Beis HaShechi? Machloikis. According to one man, the Yomar, it is an isur d'oraisa. According to the other man, the Yomar, it's only yosam midrabana. Frek the Gemara. How do you know it's yosam midrabana? Lo yilbash. That's the to'eva. This man holds that it's called kisavas Hashem kol oisa eile to remove the seyar Beis HaShechi. Frek the Gemara, according to the man, that it's not isur d'oraisa. That does not qualify as being a to'eva. It's only yosam midrabana. What does he do with the pasuk? So the Gemara says he does the pasuk that a man is not allowed to be mefarches shlo yisakein ish b'tikune isha. That's what he needs it for. B'tikune isha, or he needs it to teach you. I guess the first opinion says to go and sit amongst women, to get dressed like a woman and sit amongst women.
But removing the hair is
or no, it's not. It's not. So what's Taka the Pshat? What is the Machlaikis? You have to explain the Gemara's Machlaikis. So that Rabbi Shulim would say during Yashir, Shabbos morning, 7:30, Beis HaVigdor, is the Machlaikis here is to define the word To'eva. It's a very Tiva Gemara. You think this is the Gemara over here? This is a very Tiva Gemara. You have to go see how Shulim Borenstein and Eli Stavansky explain the Gemara. The Machlaikis over here is how do you define the word To'eva? Everyone at the end of the day is darshing these words for different halachas. According to one ta'ana, the pasuk of lo yilbash gever simlas isha is telling you that you're not allowed to remove the hair of the armpit. If you're not allowed to remove the hair of the armpit, so l'chora certainly, you're not allowed to go wear clothing of a woman and sit amongst women. Certainly, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be mefarches, to dress in male clothing in colors of a woman, because that's
to put eye paint.
Yeah. You go to the hardware store and you buy blue paint for your eyes. So that is even worse. This is a gresera to'eva. But what about shaving off the hair in your armpit? That's not to'eva. The other madam says, no, even removing here in the armpit, even that is called a to'eva. At the end of the day, what is the Gemara is going through words. You just read the Gemara, very good. You go to the Daf Yomi, you read the words, yeah. This was that. Stop and think, what's the Gemara over here doing? What's going on over here in the Gemara? What is the Machlokes? What's the Yisod of the Machlokes? The Yisod of the Machlokes is how to define the word to'eva. We have different categories of to'eva. There's a category of to'eva. Let's talk about different categories of behaving like a woman. To get dressed up in women's clothing. That's nothing. That the Gemara is not calling. Everyone agrees that's not necessary. Everyone agrees. Okay, what about...
Unless you're going to go amongst women.
The Gemara really presented three different examples. Number one is to wear women's clothing and sit amongst women. Number two is to wear makeup, woman's makeup, and to dress in man's clothing that are colored like women. This is a very big issue. I know someone, everyone here knows a certain person. He told me firsthand that he did a fundraising event for a very, very religious institution that you all know on the back of your hand. And they arranged for a video, very professional video present recording for a dinner. And he came there to the video, and there was a makeup artist, and took out a brush, and was just, and I think he even went and started putting on makeup on this big Rosh Hashiva. And he went berserk. You know all these people on television, the 6:30 News, the men, they all have makeup for the camera.
I was told by my cousin the reason
Dan Rather,
when the lights shine,
right,
it changes the face, so they have to.
The men. They have to. Dan Rather, he bred. He did his own makeup. He didn't need a makeup artist. When he went on television every night, it's Dan Rather. Remember Dan Rather? He did his own makeup.
Next.
So according to this man, that's a to'eva. That's a to'eva. In a Haredi community,
if you're gonna go amongst women,
the men. No. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Even a man who's not imitating a woman, he's doing a maisa. He's doing a maisa that is miyuchad for noshim. What do noshim do? Noshim wear makeup. I'm not trying to be with women, but I'm just beautifying myself in the same oifan that women beautify themselves. Women beautify themselves with colored clothing. I'm going to wear a kapata. Women do not wear a kapata. Only men wear a kapata. I'm going to wear a bekesha, but a pink bekesha. Do women wear bekesha?
No.
No such thing. But what color? There are colors for men. I want to wear a pink bekesha. This is called a to'eva. That's an abomination. Yes. According to them. Not pink. Not pink.
Not pink, but it's gold and it's white or yellow.
Obviously not.
Obviously that's not.
Obviously not.
There's a
okay. So and then there's another category, another category of to'eva called shaving off the hair in your armpit. Is that a to'eva? That is the lowest level. That's not as bad. The worst thing you can possibly do, l'chayra, is to sit amongst women. To wear clothing and sit together, disguise yourself as a woman to sit with women. Those the gresta to'eva. The middle level to'eva is to be a man. And don't sit on the mechitza, on the side, you sit a man. But you do things as a man that are really only women do. You wear makeup and you put on this colored clothing. You're not doing that in order to go and attract yourself to women. You're doing it because you like it. You do it as a man. That's a to'eva.
What about looking into a mirror?
Oh, Tyson talks about that on the bottom. Tyson talks about it. I'm going to go do this in 1 second. We'll do it in a second.
So
we'll do it in 1 second. Wait, let's first go through. And then what's the third level of to'eva, which is not so bad, is removing hair in the armpit. Why is that not so bad? Because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Even though it's a standard practice for a woman to do.
According to this mandama.
Well, right, according to this mandama, right. So now when we have...
And that's only with a tar, according to the...
With the tar, right. Well, that was the right. That's also fine. We're well, only with the tar. So then when the Gemara is...
Even if it doesn't go amongst women...
Right.
You're not...
You're
to
doing
do
a maisa, right. That's miyuchad. Now from the three, we have basically went through four different cases. What's permitted? To wear women's clothing, that's permitted. If you're cold, you wear women's garment, it's permitted. To wear women, to remove the hair in your armpit,
yeah.
That's not so bad. That's bad. That's something which is a serious matter, but it's not as bad. The next level is for a man to wear makeup. For a man to wear clothing, male clothing. No one's going to make a mistake. You're a male, but the color of the clothing is a color that in the society that you live in is only worn by a woman. But it's a male garment.
What's about dyeing your hair?
Dyeing your hair? All the Paiskim say it's mutter.
Who says that?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I heard this. I know someone that asked Rav Shmuel Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
Victor Miller's son?
Yeah. And he told me he was a Bach, an older Bach. He got married eventually. He almost killed his wife also. He almost choked her to death, but besides the point. But he got married. You know who this guy is. Shlomi, you know who this guy is. The guy got married much later, and he was a bacher. He asked Shmuel Miller, "Can I dye my hair? It's good for shidduchim."
Oh, yeah.
And Shmuel Miller told him it's mutter. And I heard.
Maybe only for shidduchim.
I don't know. Today we live in a society. If you go into the pharmacy, there's a whole section to dye your hair for men.
Go to the pharmacy and buy hair dye for men.
If in society it is acceptable and it is done by many people in society, then the definition of a to'eva is defined by culture.
Today it's acceptable.
Culture. By the culture of society.
Men do
what
die.
Clothing? What makes a jacket into a man's garment and makes a dress into a woman's garment? It's a societal norm. This is the way in society, and since we live in a country where it's acceptable, people do this all the time. Mamela, it's not. This is not called.
It's acceptable to wear a pink shirt also.
In a chanami, so maybe in a chanami that today it's different. You might be correct in that. You might be correct in that. But looking at things, we have four madregas. You take out of this Gemara four madregas.
That's why
Taka, you like
the white shirt.
What are you saying in here? It's noisier.
That's why maybe the Maccabees should wear a white shirt.
They shouldn't, well, like girls? No, that's not the reason. They want a uniform. Well, I don't think, that's not because
boys,
of...
Boys. Boys who wear white shirts.
That's not because.
Wear white shirts.
That's not because they should be like girls. It's because they want the boys to wear a uniform. They want the boys. And once the boy, you start wearing colored shirts, you know. A yeshiva bacha is a penguin. It's a yesoid. A penguin. Look at my fellow over here. Are you a penguin?
Me.
We're penguins. Well, I have my tie is in black and white. Look at this, even black and white tie. A real penguin. Me and him, we're penguins. Zebras. What about you, Shlomi? You always have colored shirts every night. Bottom line is, there are four madregos. Nachamo, four madregos. Madrego number one is to wear stam, is to wear garment of a woman. Madrego number two is to take out the Seir Beis HaShechi. Taking out the Seir Beis HaShechi is not so bad. Because why are you doing it? Because you're going to be like a woman, or it's irritating. Irritating. But it's miyuchah really for a woman to do that. Number three is makeup. Makeup and wearing loud colored garments that are miyuchah for a woman. I once got into a lot of trouble. I went to Eretz Yisrael to my brother. He made a simcha. And I come over there to the Shev Brachas. And I noticed that all of the women, I look at the women, they're all wearing black. So I said it too loud. What is this, a funeral over here?
What about the dress like men? Because men wear black and white. So
I asked my sister, since when do the women, the only wear, the men, it's like a minhag, the only women only wear black? Only wear black? I guess by the very Haredi communities, they talk, the women only wear black.
So isn't that like a man?
Don't ask me.
So you're telling me if the society would change and men would also start wearing mascara, then there would be no violation.
Could be.
Just like wedding
bands. It could very well be.
Today, like ancient time, people, men used to wear jewelry.
It could very well be. And the worst thing of all, the biggest to'eva, is to wear women's clothing so that you can sit with nashim.
The woman's section.
So therefore, what's the Mor's maskana? We start with the machlokes.
If the mechitza is not kosher.
So what do we learn maskana? We have over here a gemara. We have a machlokes tanoim is an isur deraisa to remove the ser beis hashachi. One madam says it is based upon this pasuk. And says, no, I need that pasuk.
No, everybody says it's awesome. Whether it's a deraisa.
It's awesome, right? But one madam. But let's talk on deraisa. One madam says it's awesome. How do you know it's awesome? Deraisa. The pasuk lo yilbash. The other, what does he do with the pasuk? I need the pasuk for worse. I need the pasuk. This is not a to'eva. Everyone agrees you have to define the machlokes is what is the threshold of to'eva. To'eva is not a simple word. The word to'eva has to be defined by Chazal. What is the threshold? Cutting the hair in the base of Ashechi, that's not called to'eva. That does not meet the criteria of the word to'eva. To'eva is a very ugly word. It has a connotation of really going beyond the pale. Removing the hair in the Beis HaShechi, according to the one Tana, it's not a nice thing to do. But if the Torah used the word To'eva, that's a heavy word. And I don't feel that removing the hair in the Beis HaShechi qualifies for the word To'eva. What then does it qualify for? Oh, you want to know, I'll tell you. Either, we have three other examples, what it qualifies for. Either, according to one man, it qualifies for wearing makeup, or it qualifies for wearing clothing and sitting amongst women. That's for sure to'eva. But removing the hair based on Shechi, if the Torah said to'eva, you need a significant abomination. Vayitin the Gemara. Okay. Okay, fine. Next. Omar. Now you're reading the Gemara. Omar Nachman, the Nazir Mutter. A Nazir is permitted to do what? To remove the hair. And there's a Pelda Gemara, what it says over here. A nazir is allowed to remove the ser beis hashachi. You know why?
Does he have to?
When is he mutter? When he's not when he's a nazir, when he shaves off the hair of his body after the nazirus is over. What does he do? He shaves off his hair with a tar, and he burns it in the pot, in the fire of those korbanos. So he says, you know what? Once I'm ready, I'm getting a haircut with the tar. I might as well have the razor in my hand. I might as well remove the hair of my body also.
By nazir, you have to take after remove the hair with a tar.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. So the nazir, that's why the losa kif. That's a whole discussion.
Yeah.
So now here's the thing. So the nazir.
That's referring to even without a tar.
No, obviously using a razor to losa kif. It's mutter. Yes, with the tar, it's mutter. Now going back to our discussion. So what about a nazir? Nazir, it's now you may meloisi.
By the way, when the mitzvah removes all of his hair, even the private hairs, all he has.
Yeah. No, only mitzvah. Yes, a mitzvah. Yes, a mitzvah. Even the eyebrows, every hair on his body.
What's that? So even the private part, even the base.
Of course, everything. Alts, clean als a mitzora, only a mitzora.
Like a newborn baby. So therefore, which we call there's no iser. Same time.
Right. I say that was the more yesterday. I say the chalisa. I say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say the chalisa. I say the chalisa. I say.
Roisha. A new lav. A little bit. A little bit.
What? No, so that's okay. You very good. That's really what the Gemara is discussing right now over here to a degree. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You say he's asking a very good kasha. He's saying over here, well, for sure it's doicha. Just like the asay is doicha, the lois asay of it's doicha lois akipas roishcha. It's also going to be doicha lo yilvash gemes and lasisha. The same. You're saying good, but you're right. It is. Lachor is the same thing. Yeah, maybe yes, a very good kasha. But yeah, lachor it's permitted. But let us go back to the here. The Gemara is saying a peldig chiddush. We have over here.
I ask, cannot be doicha two loisesses, even though it's two separate loisesses.
Yes, good. You're asking very tough questions. I luchar it's mutter. Luchar, you never heard that it's aser.
Okay,
we have nizim all the time over here by us. They go through this process, and we never heard that it should be aser. Now going back to our sugya, a nazir is yimei melois. It's day 30. He comes to the base hamishna brings the karbanis. What does he do? Nazir, it's now time for the ceremony to shave off the hair on your head. He shaves off all the hair and he burns the hair on the fire of the mizbeach, of the carbon shlamim. The nazir says, you know what? Once already I have in my hand the razor, I'm shaving off all the hair on my head. You know what? I might as well shave off the hair of the Beis HaShechet.
So he says you're allowed.
Now, ordinarily, it would be Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Medrabban, Makis Margus, because of Lo Yilvash Gemes and Lasisha, right? Ordinarily.
Nay.
Today is your lucky day. Today we grant you a dispensation. Today you can shave off the hair in the Beis HaShechet.
We said the only chiv is only the head.
He only has to shave off the head.
What about his beard?
His beard, I believe not.
No, it's only the hair.
Only the head.
To, like, grow.
He's bald, but he has a beard. How could he be a Kodosh? He says, Kodosh, yeah. How could he be called a Kodosh?
He's referring to his head. His head of hair that has to
But grow. Not the beard. Beard... Like they say, when the person comes to Elul Emes, they say, beard, where's your rabbi?
The
rabbi, where's your beard?
The next.
Beard, so now there's a peldig thing. Ordinarily, if a person were to shave off the hair in his armpit, he'll be chayiv aloy sasei, or makas margus.
Yeah.
But because you're a nazir, congratulations.
They said that one's not like that.
Let's you get a perk for being a nazir. This is why people want to become a nazir, because they want this perk. They get to shave off the hair, the Seir Beis HaShechet. Why? What's the lomdus? We have to see the Helikot Tosfos.
Yeah.
Tosfos says...
One second.
Benazir Mutter. Look at the Helikot Tosfos. Benazir Mutter.
One second.
The words of the Balei Tosfos. Benazir Mutter. Nuntes. Not. Nuntes.
No,
in the middle of the... Towards the top. Short Tosfos.
Yeah, but also Mutter. Yeah,
Benazir Mutter. Lahavir Beis HaShechet. Ubeis HaErva. Dika Savar. Achare, look at this, a peledig atosis. If you wouldn't know the this inside, you wouldn't believe such words. Achare, she knows the maver called Sarah Roishoi. Lechoshev noi vitikun legabe oisecho ish, lahaver beis hashechi, ubeiso erva.
You know why? Because he's bald.
He's ugly.
So doesn't look
beautiful and handsome. He's not going to win and give him an award. Memela. Such a person shaving off the hair is not called an act of beautification, because he's ugly, because he shaved off the hair of his head. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that we're ugly? We don't have any hair in our head. It says that we're ugly. But it's a peldig Gemara. You ever see Gemara? I'm telling you, it's kedai today to
why
get out of bed, to come, wait the whole day just to learn this.
But the Moskav of Gemara is it's awesome. Why is it that awesome? Why is it that awesome?
Because bald is beautiful. That's why.
No, sir.
Bald is beautiful.
Yeah, but
Memela, so if you're beautiful, have a beautiful head, it's beautiful to go and shave off the hair also.
What's the svar?
Look at the mayor. He's bald like a bat.
So what's the svar takis tamasa?
Why is it also?
He's giving a reason since he's already.
Maybe the answer, like I told you, because who says bald is ugly? Tosfos says the reason why bald is ugly is because the person is not in a frame of mind to beautify himself, because he's already ugly, because he's bald. He shaved off the hair of his head. He doesn't say why, you have to say a svara. Maybe Rabbi Sholim will give us a good lomshu on this Shabbos morning.
You know why it's still aser?
Yeah.
Because the head is one thing, But the Beis Sheikh is that second thing. He wants to still...
Okay, you have to don the lumnus. We have more interesting gemara over here. I'm going to learn Shimon Bar Nava. Nay gemara. A new gemara. Nay unfang mitten in the sugya. I saw he does not have here in the Beis HaShachi. Is that what it means? What about the Beis? Does that mean the Beis HaErva? What do you mean for the Beis HaShachi, Beis HaErva? I am an eyewitness that Rabbi Yochanan does not have here in the Beis HaShachi. Chazin le Rabbi Yochanan the less Hayitachin. So what does that mean? It means he was nichshol. He didn't have error. He is a machloike. Everyone agrees.
Rabbi Yochanan is referring to the Tan Rabbi Yochanan.
Not the Tan. The Amoyra. He was not in the Tan. He was in the Amoyra.
Sure.
Of course, Rabbi Yochanan was in the Amoyra. No one says Rabbi Yochanan Tan Hu Polik. No one says that. Isn't an Amoyra Rabbi Yochanan? He was the main writer of the Yerushalmi.
Yeah, yeah.
The Mora, the Asra, the Aradi Yisrael.
So he's saying Rabbi Yochanan
the
last
one. Hashat Hachal Lashon Haba Yisrael.
So he said because he was older.
So what's the pshat? Everyone who says that it's also either also midrabban or midraisa. So I'm a chazal Rabbi Yochanan less I'm a lohon machma zikna nashoy. He didn't do it. It happened by itself. Zikna. How long the Mesoira is? We have a Mesoira that Rabbi Yochanan lived at what age?
120.
400 years old.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a Mesoira that he lived.
So afraid to live that long.
There's a Mesoira that Rabbi Yochanan lived to the age of 400. Azosh states. And Allah Svarim.
We know 400 was always a number that was exact.
A Guzma. What? A Guzma. 400 and 300. Okay, 400 and 300. Guzma. Guzma.
They wrote a tough. And a lot of people said the tough meant 400, but others say the tough meant Tishin. There was really 90.
From Yochanan? From Yochanan? From Yochanan?
I think so.
Something else.
Who says that?
Who's the one that he always quotes?
Who says that? The tough sometimes is referred to Tishin. Who says that?
I saw right up on there somewhere, probably in Oitzah Pelois. I probably saw in Oitzah Pelois. Everything is there.
But how do you call it? So he's saying something interesting. Tough.
That is a printer's error. It said Tess. It said Tishin. Tishin. And they put a Tess with a Streichel, and it went from Tishin from 90 to just Tough, which they turned into the gematria of 400. Printer's error. Weiter. There was a Maisa, a person did an Avera, and they wanted to give him Malchus. Negida. They wanted. There was a fellow who was guilty, and they called a grand jury to Negida. Negida means to whip him. To whip him, to punish him, to mevaza him. Negida Kamei Rabami. They called him to court, and it was scheduled. Everyone should show up on Thursday to come finish the deal, an arraignment, in the presence of Ravami. The DA. Iglai, so they told him, when they give a person Malchus, what do they do when they give a person Malchus? Take off your shirt. They whip him, they take off his shirt and they whip him on his bare, on the skin. He lies down. Okay, they lies down. And they, when they took off his shirt to prepare him for the Malchus, they saw that he had no hair in his armpits. So Iglai the Beis HaShechi. I'm sorry. That there was a lot of here in the Beis HaShechi. Iglai so Chazi the Loi Megalach. Amar Lahoin Rabbi Ami Shivkua. Don't give him Malchus. Don't punish him. Why? Why? Because Dain Min Chavrayuhu. He's one of us. He's one of us. He's a Talmud Chacham. So why then? Why then did they want to give him Malchus? There was an agenda. There was a political motive.
Why did he want to give him Malchus?
He doesn't say why. Somehow they decide that he did an Avera and they wanted to give him Malchus. They wanted to give him Malchus and they were about to give him Malchus and they saw when they prepared for the Malchus that he had Seir Beis HaShechi and Rav Ami the Rosh Bezdin said, do not give this person Malchus. The fact that he has Seir Beis HaShechi, I guess in the times of Chazal, their times, the average person that was not Nizhar in Kedusha removed, they didn't care. They took off that here.
There was eight.
Chveis doesn't tell us the story. Doesn't tell us the whole story. It's the prerogative of the Bezin. Malchus Mardus is subject to the decision of the court. It's not like a din d'oraisa.
This is called Malchus Marvus?
Nagde means the Malchus has to be. Otherwise, if it's Malchus d'oraisa, d'oraisa, you don't have a choice. Yeah. You don't have a choice, you gotta give. Yeah, yeah. But if it's Malchus Marvus, then
they,
it's...
They could compromise.
Right. I love this Lashon. It's a gewaldige Lashon. I want to write this in big Oisios G'doylos, Oisios Kiddush Levana, in the shul, Dein min Chavrayuhu.
Very
he's one of us.
Shloimi,
Dein min Chavraya, Daf Yomi, Dein min Chavraya. He's one of us.
Very interesting.
Weiter. Okay, now before we go, I don't want to go. We have to look at Tosfos. Tosfos, this is about the Tosfos of the mirror. Are you allowed?
That's only because if you
are you allowed
yourself
to look in the mirror?
You're gonna harm yourself. Or
no, that's a go to a barber. A barber's gonna kill you.
That's true.
Over here, look.
Is that a problem today also?
Tosfos, what does Tosfos over here say? Tosfos, look at Tosfos. The Amar Amichi Barab Amar Biyochna. However, base Ashechi, the base Ever, and they go down, three quarters down.
No, the
Tosfos
is all the way on the bottom.
No, not the previous. We mentioned over here of using a mirror. It's somewhere over here on the page over here. The Tosfos. Maria, where is
No, I'm telling you, it's all around the bottom, the second.
Gvul Yeshlo?
I'm second to the last line.
Eitzel, Avim Kane. Okay, fine. We didn't do the Gemara yet, but right, the last, second to last line is right. See, he knows everything, this guy. Everything he always says. The Im Kane, Hamestakel the Maria. Shlomi, look at the mirror right now. Look at the mirror.
Nay.
Zoom is bigamach yamare. I'm a stackle bamare, kidesh lo yachbol atzbiatzma shori. Looking in a mirror, a vanity. This is the mice of Fenoshan. Yeah, this is the mice of Fenoshan. So, how is a man allowed to look in the mirror?
So, I think the Kitchener brings from the place. Like you said, things change. If you see men today, it's become the norm.
You have to go. Fine. So even though, in other words, it's like wearing makeup. The same thing. There are certain ma'asim, even though you're not doing it to become an isha, but it's the etzem ma'asa that a woman does. So we learn that's also begeder to eva lefi one man diamar. Memela, he says, no, there's no prohibition because. Because you're doing it for a purpose. The purpose he has over here is you're not injuring yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want to go take a hit. Here it is. Okay, now those two minutes, those two lines. The mission is almost the only female lines. Are you allowed to go? What's the bottom line? Are you allowed to take off the hair of the Beis HaShachi? Amalei, also, it is forbidden. We learned. Machlek, Zerayse Rabban. Amalei, Vahalko Gadol. But it's growing. It's annoying. It's Godal. It's painful. Amalei, Bar Pachti. So the one who asked the question was Rav, he was the son of a smith. His father was a blacksmith. Zman Yeshloi, calls Zman Shu Godal Nosher. Don't worry. It's not gonna get too big. It's when it gets to the point where it's going to annoy you, it's gonna fall away by itself.
Yeah.
It's a murder gemara. The murder gemara. The lashon is murder. The lashon is a gemara. Boy, minei rabbi mechia mal lachoch. You gotta let it cut with your teeth.
I'm alay also.
Shaloi kiderach. You're not gonna cut it with a razor, but maybe I can cut it with my teeth. The big doy mahu. The garment knows you go. You pull it out of the garment. Mahu. I'm alay mutter. So with your teeth, it's aser, but with your begad. Your garment. Referring to what are we doing?
You're allowed to do it during davening.
Why is davening going to be different?
Because you're
davening. Bitfila bigdoy mai. I'm also less chavos. Say, let me see what says in the Masifta. I prepared this. I looked only Rashi. No. What it means is to wash your hands. The question is, don't do this. The question is, you got to go clean your hands by rubbing against the garment. It has nothing to do. The big dog is not talking about pulling out hair from the armpit. It's referring to cleaning your hands for tefillah. The guy bechovas nikiy dam shemshas tefillah tzorch liyazor shloim yidas begufay. The mekomis hamuchasim mishalav beridoy mishas tefillah mutul lo hachichoch. The mekomis halalu al yidei. Are you allowed to rub these areas of your body? You have an itch. You want to scratch it. it's itching you. So if you touch it, then you have to wash your hands. I'm not going to touch it directly. I'm going to tell they beg it. I'll go garment. So he told him, Osir, v'les l'chavosei, rather it's mutter, either have to beg it, you're allowed to go touch it with the garment. Shabbos. Shabbos. Let's not get it, man.